So when we're killing ourselves with drugs and alcohol and living a life where people are like, you know, you're killing yourself. Why do you keep doing this? Why don't you stop? That's where that disease starts to come in, and it has to create itself an identity. And the way it creates an identity is in the host, which is you or me, whatever, whoever that might be, if you have this disease. Yeah. It creates a life of lies. It's an ability to lie to oneself, and also an ability to forget anything within a week, let alone a month. That's why it says that alcoholics and drug addicts cannot recall with sufficient force the damage they did a week ago or a month ago in the big book. Let's try and teach us. We got a disease of forgetfulness. And then within that wrong, what kind of character would develop a consciousness that didn't know the difference between right and wrong unless it had to? And so it's a byproduct of an action that I didn't sign an agreement saying, okay, I'm going to use drugs and alcohol. And in using this drugs and alcohol, I'm going to relinquish my right to know the difference between right and wrong. So I use drugs and alcohol, and this is why they call it cunning, baffling, and powerful. Everything is built in life. So my ability to not differentiate between right and wrong was not just one day I didn't know the difference between right and wrong. It was a building process in the gray areas. Like, in other words, you'll hear it in recovery. What used to be okay for me to do today, I could never even imagine doing. But yesterday, it was totally fine. I had no problem with it.